as I would later detail in my memoirs, I was struck by how the American subjects have, throughout the ages, regarding attitudes and manners, delighted their understanding of war through entertainment. As these elements aligned themselves in my universe, I began my libretto, War the Musical. For this diversion, I have written an overture, verse, and finally the libretto itself, commencing with only the titles of 9 1930s Hollywood musicals I was then led to borrow from a variety of personal confessions and amusements, which substitute for the more traditional canzonettas, arias, and indeed musical composition itself. For I must confess, to this date, no composer has stepped forward to orchestrate my libretto, and I have been unable to persuade the Metropolitan Opera to mount it. In spite of the zeal and care on my part to create an original musical comedy, the libretto instead is an unoriginal tragic love story, faithfully painting the diverse passions that are aroused in that parallel orbit known as media. The libretto itself recounts the tale of two young lovers, Robert and Rachel, who meet as servers in an American family restaurant, perhaps Applebee's, open a dot-com enterprise, make money, travel to faraway lands, suffer the dot-com crash, join the armed forces, and perish in the war. It is my sincere hope that this public of such refined taste and acute perception will excuse this purloined spectacle of a personal nature that is, in fact, not my own person. One, overture. Girlfriend of the Whirling Dervish. The girl was hospitalized after being put in a washing machine. What does she need with the old stories? She's a modern girl, a demon, a whirling dervish, a wonder.